card is probably about an 8 ounce and a hot dog. No, that's not true. You know what? I ain't got much. I'm 39 nowadays. I mean, I used to take a lot of pride in, you know, my jump shot and my throw and that kind of thing. But I do have a little friendly wager with a young Jordan Spieth, so I can't go up there and bring my B game. I'm going to try to give it a little bit. I mean, why not? I mean, you only get the opportunity so often to throw on Wrigley Field, so I'm excited.
Zach,
sir.
More nervous about throwing the pitch or singing?
Definitely upstairs. Singing. Not even. It's not even in the same realm.
You've been singing in the shower?
Well, yes. But I'm good in the shower by myself, obviously. Just ask me. Outside of that, it's glass cracking, if you know what I mean.
But you've sung before, so you're a veteran.
Yeah. Oh, veteran? I don't know about that. I think veteran, the definition would be multiple times. This will be my second. So, but, you know, what an honor. I mean, I'm going to do it. You know, and being here for the BMW Championship, obviously a tournament I adore, you know. Why not? I mean, it's I got family coming tonight. So.
You love a lot of sports. Where does baseball fall in?
You know what? I got to be honest. It's probably not. I mean, college football and college basketball are two of my favorites. I played a lot of soccer as a kid. I can tell you this, you know, watching on television, those three would stand out the most for me. But when it comes to going to a game, going to a venue, going to the park, it doesn't really compare. I mean, beer and peanuts, I mean, I'm a happy camper. I mean, you know, my boys are playing it now, so it you know, obviously that becomes an element and a part of it. We do a lot in the summer, you know, just throwing the ball around and going to the park, and that's what we do. So it's a part of every kid's upbringing. You know, I did quit, you know, when I was about 13 or 14. And started focusing on some other sports, but I mean, I enjoy it. Anytime you're running around and having fun, it's good.
Were you a Cubs fan when you were a kid?
I was not a great baseball fan in general. Not a diehard Cubs fan per se, but I didn't really have an allegiance.
But you are now.
I am right now. That's like, what's your favorite golf course right now? Wrigley Field.
Zach, does winning that trophy just sort of make your whole year?
Oh, for sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, You know, I don't know how you really measure years, but I mean, personally, I look at it as a whole. You had to look at the whole thing, and you know what? If I won it, I still have had a pretty good year, a lot of consistency, and that's how I kind of measure it. But to get something like this, and this might measure my next decade. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's something that you know, as a kid, you dream about playing in it, but to win it and to win it at St. Andrews. Honestly, I had dreams of winning it. I didn't think they'd be at St. Andrews. I got to be honest. I didn't think it was going to be me, and but I guess that alleviated a little bit of pressure and let me go play free golf.
So you're going for speed tonight or accuracy?
Yes. I'm hoping a little bit of both. You know, I like to say that my pitching mirrors my game on the golf course, so we'll say over the plate is a good pitch, and leave it at that. I don't know if they're going to have the gun out there, but my guess is it'll kind of look like that, you know, had a little arc to it, but that's all right.
Your world spins pretty fast when you win a major. Was there one point when it kind of settled in? Was it like,
I mean, there's been there's been some moments. I mean, I don't think it fully has. I don't know if it ever really will. I mean, there's been some times when it's set in. I mean, getting a text or an email or a letter, you know, from some peers of mine, or you know, some people in the game of golf, or athletes, or even just, you know, household names, has been pretty humbling. You know, I mean, the greats, obviously. I got one from Jack, Arnold, Gary, Peggy Nelson, you know, Condoleezza Rice. I mean, you know, those kind of things are the ones I'm going to cherish. Evidently, it's a pretty big deal, and I knew it was a big deal. But, you know, those are the times where it kind of does settle in that I did something, you know, a little, pretty substantial. But then, you know, my daughter starts crying, and she's got a wet diaper. So back to being reality.
I'm guessing there's a letter from Arnold, not a text.
That would be accurate.
How about going back to Conway Farms? Last time it was there, obviously, you walked away with some of that hard contact.
Right. No, I'm excited. I mean, it's, you know, the irony behind the whole thing is I played in one at Drake. We played in one Nationals, NCAA Nationals, and it was at Conway when Northwestern hosted it. I shot 81-69, and I won't ever forget it. But I'm excited. You know, I heard they did a little bit to the golf course. Clearly, they don't have to do much, but I'm publishing is nothing substantial, and that's going to be great. The members there at Conway do a great job. The WGA has always rolled out the red carpet. I found out, I knew it was at least 1 or 2 years, but now it's 3 years in a row. I guess my peers have voted that the number one tournament on tour, and I think it's everything. It's everything on and off the course that they do, and that, you know, that tournament rotates. So to be back in Chicago, a phenomenal sports town, and with great golf, you know, you couldn't ask for a better recipe.
They were really out there, Zach, and very proofing the golf course.
Yeah, right. That's the other thing. I mean, I'm never going to forget that 59. I think I shot 1, 2, maybe 3 under that day. Nothing. I thought I played pretty good. It was not a benign day. I remember talking to Duff. He shot 1 under and played with him, and he said it was just you just got out of his way. It was ridiculous. So, yeah, a lot of good memories from 2013. I don't know. I mean, the adjustments, just, you know, it's going to be minor. I mean, the way I look at it is the proper goals are kind of objective based. You know, they're not outcome based, if that makes sense. They're objective in the sense that, you know what, I got to work on this to achieve that. I got to work on this to achieve this. And the more I do that, the more I focus on the day to day kind of mundane things, the more opportunity I may have for other tournament wins and potential majors. And that being said, you get a taste for one, you want another one. You get a taste for two, I can tell you, you want another one. So you don't get many opportunities. It's hard to win any tournament, let alone a major.
What do you think when you see 20 under winning a major? Yeah.
I mean, you know what? I played a couple practice rounds, obviously, and I could see, you know, I was kind of seeing 14 to 16 maybe if somebody played. I didn't see 20. I'm not sure if anybody did. But, you know, we're not going to sit here and question Jason Day's talent. And clearly we're not going to question his perseverance, you know, and what he's done over the last this year, but let alone the last 2 or 3 years in major championships. I couldn't be more ecstatic for the kid. I think everybody gets that. I mean, the bottom line is we know Jason as a person, and then, I mean, if you look at what Jordan did and his embrace, but we're all happy for Jason because he's put a lot of time and he's had some bumps, both on and off the golf course, you know, with some health things. So couldn't be a more worthy champion, and that's just freakish golf. But he is kind of a, you know, a golf freak, if you will, in all senses, being good.
I'm sitting on the board. What does it say about you and Jordan and all you guys that won majors this year, almost getting a start at the John Deere Classic?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think we've proven that you don't have to be in the same time zone. You know, you can play the John Deere because they're going to take care of you. One, you're going to play in a great tournament. Two, they're going to be hospitable, and they're going to get you from A to B in a very timely and secure and, I would say, efficient manner. So, you know, it wasn't just me and Jordan that good week. So there was a bunch of other guys that played well that week. So, you know, John Deere does a great job, both for that community and for all of us. I think the bottom line here is, and I don't know if you all are aware of this, but if you want to win a major, you need to play in the Zach Johnson Foundation Classic. Jordan played the last 2 years. Jason played this year. Obviously, I played, so... To all my peers out there, you're invited and you're welcome.
Can you tell me, back when you started and now, do you think it's harder to win because of how good everybody seems to be now versus back then? You could kind of separate a little bit?
You know, yes and no. I think that the state of our game is this. I mean, we've got great young talent that we keep talking about. We've got great veteran play, and the middle-aged and even the older guys that are playing well at times. It does seem like it is getting a little bit younger. I mean, you guys know that. And there's names that I'm familiar with, some of you probably are, and names that we're going to see next year, you know, that have kind of maybe surfaced this year, but it's getting younger. But the bottom line is, you know, my game hasn't changed much in my 12 years on tour. There's maybe, a polishing here or a slight, you know, change there, but for the most part, it's been the same, and it still works. So when you get on tour, you're on tour for a reason. You know, kind of hone what you have, you know, make necessary improvements, but the bottom line is you don't have to do much. You can play with what you have, which is the great thing of the game.
Are you concerned about missing John Deere next year because of the Olympic conflict?
It'd be a great problem.
You hold that trophy and it means so much. I'm wondering, you did it the hard way at different levels. Was there a win you had along the way at a Hooters store or something like that that just meant the world to you at the time?
I mean, you know, I don't know if I could actually place a label on any of them. I mean, you know, what everybody asks me which one means the most or which one's the most special. It's the next one. I mean, you know, right now it's this one because it's recent, but it's the next one. And it's the process in getting to that next one that means the most. Whether it was on the mini tours, on the web.com, or on the PGA Tour. I mean, I enjoy the work. I enjoy what it takes to try to get to that level and get to that point. And as a result, I think it becomes easier to relish those opportunities. because they're hard. They're just really, really difficult. And I mean, there's stretches. Everybody has their stretches, and fortunately, I've had some good ones. And fortunately, my valleys have been minute or you know, shallow at best. But the moment I feel like I got this game, I'm gonna get chewed up and spit out, and vice versa. The moment I feel like I got nothing, I'm gonna work hard and I'll get back at it. So it's a beautiful sport. You get what you deserve.
People talk about you being maybe the biggest overachiever on tour. Are you comfortable with that?
Absolutely. I hope so. I mean, you know what? They don't know me entirely. They don't know, obviously, all my ability and capability, my capacity. And it's not their fault. I mean, I'm not pointing fingers. I'm okay with that. I mean, you know, in 2007, a lot of people thought that was one that Tiger lost. And then this year, everybody thought, you know what? Jordan had the going for three, and it's the one that he lost. Well, okay. First of all, there was two other guys that beat Jordan, and in 2007, you know, there was a couple other guys right in there too. So, you know, whatever. I'm okay with that. Bottom line is that on the fourth day of those events, I was able to come on top, and man, there's pride there, but more than that, there's just I would say.
Did you ever think after seeing Tiger in majors, did you ever think you'd see a season from a kid that was 21/22?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Did you ever think you'd see a season in majors from a kid that was 21 or 22?
No, I didn't think I'd see that. I mean, the bottom line is this, you know, he won the first two majors, and there was three guys that made maybe one or two more putts than him and the other two. That's ridiculous. I mean, he put himself in a position on Saturday and Sunday to win all four majors. And he's 21. Nearly 22, right? Or is he 22?
22 now.
22. But he won the first two when he was 21, right? Yeah. So, point is, I'm not so sure we'll see that again, you know? You never know what's around the corner, but what he's done is something I think all of us, players, fans, should just embrace and accept the fact that we just witnessed something that's really, really difficult, really awesome, just fantastic.